What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Route Runners podcast. I'm your host, Jared.
I'm Shrieker.
And I'm Jack.
Yeah, we have a special guest today, our roommate Jack, who decided to fill in for Jason and James, who are busy doing work. We've got the draft coming up this week. We are all very excited. We're going to be watching that on Thursday, which we're all very excited for. I think this is the first time you've ever technically been an actual member of an episode, besides just being in the background sometimes.
Jack, you want to break down the big news that happened today?
Oh, the Jets getting Aaron Rodgers about time.
Jack is a Jets fan, for whatever reason, but you can explain.
Born and raised in New York, you know, gotta be a fan of my hometown team. But the Jets finally made the deal with the Packers for Aaron Rodgers. First round pick swap, going from 13 down to 15. Not really a big deal. Gave up the second round pick they got from Cleveland when they dealt Elijah Moore away, and got back a third rounder in return, as well as a conditional six.
Yeah, I am happy about it. I don't have to play him twice a year anymore, which is exactly what I want, because it makes it easier for us. I mean, we won the division last year with him there. It was clear that it was kind of just growing stale in Green Bay. We thought he was going to leave last offseason, but he ended up coming back and kind of screwed them over a little more because of his contract and everything, and probably had to pay a lot of money for that. But yeah, now he's on the Jets, where I still don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. Like, the AFC is real, real tough. There's two teams in that division that I'd still argue are probably a little better.
They probably are better. Plus, the Jets have to play two tough divisions in the AFC West and the NFC East, two loaded divisions, and as well the AFC East, which is now looking like a powerhouse as well.
Yeah, so should be interesting, but I'm very happy. I think that the trade makes sense. I don't really understand why they needed to swap picks in this year's draft, but it doesn't really matter. Yeah, it's like they get a first-round pick back if he plays 65% of the plays, which I think makes sense too. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I thought it was kind of a fair trade, to be honest. But
I think it was fine. And dropping down two picks is kind of just a little...
Yeah, who cares?
Little icing on the cake, just to hear. We're sorry that your quarterback hates your team now.
Yeah. So I didn't know if it was going to happen after Odell signed with the Ravens, but here we are. So, and one more thing before we start, the last mock draft that we have. We are not on camera here, obviously, but we are sitting here with Jack, who does have a broken leg. So would you like to explain to us how you broke your leg?
Our host over here loves to play spike ball. Nice little hit over my head. We start backtracking for the ball and crack. Nice little crack on the fibula. I'm out for 6 to 8 weeks.
So the best part about that is that it was on April 1st. And we didn't even think of this, but like when he was in the hospital, when we all came back, we were thinking like, if this is an April Fool's joke, it would have been the greatest of all time because he had us fooled. And it was very funny. But okay, we're back. Even through adversity, Jack survived. Mm-hmm. So the way that this is going to work, kind of similar as last time, how we're just going to kind of rotate between all of us. But instead, we're doing this one live, whereas last time we kind of texted each other throughout the week of who's going to be picking where. This is going to kind of be like the drafts we did in the summer and some other mock drafts that we've done in the past where it's just, I'm going. Then I think the order we decide is I'm going, then Shrieker's going, then Jack is going, and then we'll kind of just go that way. What's great about this draft is that, I mean, we kind of say this every year, but this one, like, seriously, we have no idea what's going to happen. There are so many different rumors right now, and honestly, I believe them more than usual. But, so I'll get it started. The one thing that I think is probably set in stone is Carolina drafting Bryce Young. I've said it for a long time. I think that he's easily the best quarterback in the class. He reminds you a little bit of Kyler. I almost said Kyler Wilson. He reminds you a little bit of Kyler Murray, how he can move around really well. He's got great pocket presence. He just doesn't have as good of an arm as Kyler Murray, but I think he's probably a little more disciplined than Kyler Murray, so you take what you can get with that. The thing about Carolina is they don't have any really good receivers. It said originally that they made this move to go up for Stroud, but Bryce Young is now like minus 1,400 to be the first pick, so I think that tells you all you need to know pretty much. And, yeah, I mean, they have no receivers. It's pretty much the only downside to this team, though. I really like their coaching staff. I like their defense a lot. I think they have one of the more underrated defenses in the league. They have some other decent offensive weapons now with Sanders and Hayden Hurst. So I think that this guy's easily the best quarterback in the draft. So I think Carolina's got to go.
Now, I have the second pick, and that being the Houston Texans pick. There's been a lot of rumors that no one knows exactly what the Texans are going to do here. They could very well go safe here and just take C.J. Stroud. But they also have the number 12 pick in the draft, too. Where, and I honestly think, with how many question marks up there, I think they're going to go and select Will Anderson here. Solidify that defense even more, and then they can probably just go for a quarterback with that 12th pick.
That was one of the things I was saying, where it was like, we really don't know what's going to happen. And it started with the Houston thing. Everyone's kind of saying that they're not going to do it. And we're not going to do trades in this mock draft, but I can legit see them trading up, them drafting Will Anderson at 2, and then trading up from 12, maybe to 6 with the Lions or something, to jump the Raiders and the Falcons, or even
even 8.
Yeah, who knows what they can do? They want to get above Tennessee if they want to get a quarterback because they're in their division.
Commanders,
potentially,
maybe.
Yeah. And honestly, I'd probably do it. I mean, who cares? You don't have a great roster anyway. Maybe get the best defensive player in the draft in Will Anderson, and then try and get one of the quarterbacks. You see who the number one odds to be number 2 is?
No,
is it not Will Anderson?
Will Levis.
Right.
Which
is 140.
Which is crazy. I think if you're going to go quarterback, you got to go Stroud, but that's just me.
Yeah.
But if you're not, I think Will Anderson's easily a good pick.
Definitely agree with the first 2 picks. And then for the 3rd pick is the Arizona Cardinals, who are kind of in the worst spot out of all the top 3 teams. You could argue the Texans as well, but Cardinals need guards. They need a new center, given Rodney Hudson's getting really old. D-line is a position of need, and then what I think is the most important for them to go after is cornerback, because they are really in need there. So you got options like Devin Witherspoon, Christian Gonzalez out of Oregon, Joey Porter Jr., but I think the overall best in this class is Devin Witherspoon, who's going to be the pick for the Cardinals here.
All right.
His highlight tape from
it's nasty.
It's gross. The amount of hit sticks he puts on players. His coverage is fantastic. He's got amazing speed. Everything about his game is perfect. And he's a great top 3 pick for this draft. Maybe a little bit of a reach taking a corner that high, but, I mean, you had Sauce Gardner last year at 4. What's the difference in taking a corner?
Stingley at 3.
Stingley at 3, so.
Looks like I corners forgot are about that.
Yeah. Corners are starting to become a hot commodity, so might as well keep riding the train.
All right. I don't know. What I think is the Cardinals are not going to make this pick.
Yeah. Someone else is going to have this pick. I know a popular candidate trade up is actually the Bears. I had like 5 or 6 reports today that said they might want to trade up.
Wow. I've seen
something interesting.
I've seen Still Tennessee. Exactly.
Tennessee is
Tennessee's a big one. I've heard that we might. I've seen.
I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay trades up for a quarterback now that they are up to 13.
You don't like Love?
I don't think Love's that great.
I don't either, but I think they like
them. They might stick it out for a little bit more with Love.
That's what, I don't like him.
He's
too
fast
much
and he's got a nice arm, but something about his game feels off.
Yeah. All right, so I'm up with the Colts. What I've been mocking myself is, I only did it once, but was C.J. Stroud 2 and Richardson 4 to the Colts, because I think Richardson makes a lot of sense for the Colts, but I do think that Stroud is a lot safer, so I'm going to C.J. Stroud. I think that he's just a better prospect than Anthony Richardson. Richardson, to me, is the biggest boom or bust prospect in a very, very long time, maybe even ever. I think he has got a chance to be really good, and I think he's got a chance to be out of the league in 3 years. So I think when I'm drafting quarterbacks, obviously that ceiling could be could be crazy important, but I think Stroud could be solid. On the Colts, I think that he could really, I think it could work. You got Shane Steichen, who's coming over from kind of an opposite quarterback that he was working with Jalen Hurts, but I just think Stroud is easily a more safe prospect than the other guys. I think one of the rumors that I'm thinking is false is that he's falling because of his scores on the fucking test. I don't even remember.
I think he's purposely doing that so that he can just lower his draft stock enough so he goes to a team where he likes it more than just going to like Houston where he knows it's in a full on rebuild.
Yeah.
If there's no chance in playoffs for the next 2 years at least. Whereas maybe he gets on like the Raiders here backs up Jimmy Garoppolo or goes on the Falcons where it's a really bad division, you never know. Whereas the Colts are kind of stuck in a weird area right now.
Yeah, I don't like the fit. I just think that
– I mean, I think the scheme-wise, it's a good fit because pure pocket prep passer in like that –
they have a good O-line, yeah.
Yeah, like how that team's already built with how their GM has built it, I think it works. It's just who's he really going to pass outside Pittman and – Jonathan Taylor is kind of taking a dip.
They're in a really tough spot. I think they should have blown it up earlier.
Yeah.
And I could honestly see him trading up for another first rounder towards the end because I think they have their second and their third. They definitely could get a package deal to move up high in the first round. So, yeah, if you could check that for me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if this was the year that they trade either DeForest Buckner or one of their prized O-linemen to see if they can kind of get a full rebuild going. Or who knows? If their quarterback has a good rookie year, maybe they'll keep at it.
And just keep building on
Keep building on whatever they say.
They have their second. And they have a third. So, yeah, not a bad idea.
They definitely could package up.
What was I just going to say? Oh, the one thing that I was seeing with Stroud that I usually take into account when I'm doing this, and I kind of didn't think to, is you got to look – like. Sometimes it sucks doing this, but you got to look at what team he's playing on. And you have to recognize that he was throwing passes last year to Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Marvin Harrison.
Last year, JSN, barely. Marvin Harrison, Emeka, whatever that guy's – I don't know how to pronounce
his name.
And then the year before with Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave, and Jackson Smith and Jigba, like, he's got – the best receiving core easily in the entire college football world. And then, like, honestly, I would much rather have that team than the – honestly, most of the teams in the NFL, considering their offensive firepower, especially in the top 10 that he's probably going to be drafted in. So I think you do have to take that into account. That's probably why I like Young better than Stroud. But, you know, you got to – it's interesting because – I always look at that, but I do think that he's pretty solid.
All right, so I'm going to make a big, big move here, and I'm going to pick Christian Gonzalez for the Seahawks before Jack can steal him for the Lions.
He's my favorite corner in the draft. He may be one of my favorite players in the draft.
Would you have thrown him at three instead of Witherspoon, or do you think Witherspoon's better fit?
I like fit-wise, I'm not sure, but I think Gonzalez is a little better.
Yeah, that's completely fair.
The Seahawks have a lot of defensive needs, but I think – fixing that cornerback room first would be a really big help.
All right.
Short and sweet.
Yeah. Because I think it can take like at least a year to see some results with the D-line, whereas you can sometimes see like immediate like work from the cornerback
room. Yeah, it's kind of like a shot. A needle to the arm.
They did it.
Give him a little life, keep him going.
They did it with Woolen last year. He's amazing. So getting another guy besides that would definitely work.
Yeah. So you stole my pick. I was going to go two cornerbacks to start the draft for the Cardinals and the Lions because the Lions lost Amani Warwari to the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Great signing by them.
And they
so
lost.
Now you leave me at a really big impasse here.
They lost Okuda as well.
They did lose Jeff Okuda as well. Although, not that big of a loss.
Yeah, who knows?
Let's be real. I think at this point, the Lions could be a favorite to trade down.
Anyone could.
This is especially a place to trade down if they don't have any cornerbacks available. And I know wide receiver might be in need now, but is 6'2 high is the question. So I think the safest play for them, they still need some D-line help outside of Aiden Hutchinson. So that probably leaves you with Jalen Carter, who initially was the favorite. I think this is where he slides down to.
That would elevate their
I don't want that to happen.
It's like the perfect fit between a head coach and player, I think.
It's a really good fit. You put him right beside Aiden Hutchinson. It's another shot to the arm.
Yeah.
It's like if you can't fix your cornerback, you're never gone. You might as well improve upon where you're already strong or where you're already lacking a little bit. Just fill out the position for the next 7 years.
Right.
Him and Hutchinson will be two monsters destroying the division.
All right. Well, that was my pick, so you kind of left me in a tough spot.
It's hard to imagine that he was the favorite a little while ago, and all of a sudden these off-field antics are shooting it down to six, which may not seem that much, but first to six is a pretty big jump, especially when you're a player trying to get that signing bonus.
Right, exactly.
So I was going to pick Carter, obviously. The Raiders, I also think that they're a team that needs to go for a corner, but we've already had the top two go in the top six picks, which I wasn't expecting. So then people will probably expect them to go maybe with a quarterback.
How's their linebacker room?
It's not great.
The Raiders?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Could you see them potentially reaching for Nolan Smith?
They could.
I could see it, but I'm not going
to
pick it.
And knowing how their front office is, too.
A lot of people want them to take a quarterback. And have Jimmy G mentor them.
That was my next thing that I was going to say. Will Levis. Could happen with Will Levis or Anthony Richardson. But I'm also looking at their offensive line, and there is one player that I know in Colton Miller, and he took a while to develop. So I am actually going to take a guy that's been rumored to the Bears a lot, and that is Paris Johnson.
And that was going to be the pick I was going to have for the Bears in a couple picks. Yeah. So.
I mean, nice. Look, I think like they just paid a lot of money to Jimmy G. You got some more protection to him. I think that's a good fit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is draft a quarterback and have him get beat up by a battle line all year. And
I mean,
all of a sudden he's out of the league in 5 years.
One of the main, like, good things that people have been saying about C.J. Stroud is that he plays really well from a clean pocket. Why does he have a clean pocket? Paris Johnson. And then, yeah, you get protection for Garoppolo, who had a rock-solid left tackle in Trent Williams for the last 3-4 years. This just makes perfect sense.
Yeah, he's already used to standing behind a solid O-line, and you're definitely going a downgrade, so you might as well try and somewhat replicate that formation that the 49ers had there. And on to the Falcons.
Yeah, so...
Jeff Okuda Steelers.
I mean, look, there's been a lot of talk for a lot of players here. We made some moves with our third highest cap space this offseason. We've kind of bolted that D-line, but, I mean, obviously we can definitely make room for more. But also, we just cut Casey Hayward, so we could also use an extra cornerback there too. But now that Christian Gonzalez is gone and Jalen Carter is gone, if Jalen Carter fell to 8, I think I would probably steal him there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I
don't think that he should go later than where we have him.
Jalen Carter?
Yeah.
But
with all the allegations, like, no one even cares about that anymore. He's easily...
I don't know. It's just his behavior from rather than he left the scenario. He drove away.
Yeah,
from
it's not. It's not
he
great.
Lied
trying
about
to
it.
Avoid it instead of owning up to it.
And he lied about it too.
It's definitely not great, but like, I don't know.
It's just character issues in that sense.
Could be an
yeah,
issue.
Yeah.
Sure.
And this is one of the few drafts where I feel like a character issue could shoot way down, just because there's so many good options at the top of the first.
Mm-hmm. And so I'll honestly because. Arthur Smith and our GM Terry have both said that Desmond Ridder will be our starter next year. I just can't see us taking a QB either. So, honestly, I'm going to do the weird pick here, and I'm going to select Bijan Robinson.
It's touch crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was just trying to find it so I don't go with the wrong player. But, like, and it is a weird pick, but I just think how this team and how Arthur Smith wants it to be. Getting a guy like Bijan, who immediately will help your offense a lot, will definitely make big moves. Will help push this offense and team further than we expected it to be this season.
Right, well, I don't hate it.
Yeah. Thanks for making my pick extremely easy.
And who will you be picking?
Let's see. The Bears need a couple corners. I'm not going to go down to Joey Porter just yet. I think he should wait a little bit longer. D-line's a nice spot. Could go for a wide receiver.
Fields got sacked a lot, too.
Fields got sacked a lot. You're catching on to what I'm going at. Don't need a quarterback. Don't need a tight end. Peter Skoronski, goodbye. They're off the board.
That was my next pick.
That's probably the easiest pick in the draft right there.
He's from the same state.
Justin Fields spent the whole year getting hit hard as a rock. It's time to protect him and let him pass a little bit more, especially now that they upgrade wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Stick him behind Peter Skoronski and let him work.
All right. So, yeah, I had Pete in my own mock and in the one that we did a few months ago as well. I had Peter Skoronski going to the Eagles each time to shore up when Lane Johnson's going to retire and Mailata's going to retire at some – or Jason Kelce's going to retire too to try and help that D-line. But doesn't look like we can really do that right now because the top two are gone and I don't really – know if I want to pick a guy. I don't know if I want to go with the Darnell Wright route that early. Might. I know that they can use a corner because they law. They have Jesus Christ. They have Bradbury and Slay, I think, both on one-year deals. They just got signed Hurts for a bunch of money, so those two are probably going to be gone after this year. That's why they need these draft picks. I don't want to go receiver right now. I think it's too early for any of the guards or the centers.
I've seen Osiris Torres go really high here.
I have too, but I don't think I want to do that yet.
Yeah, might want to wait a little
bit. So, you know what? I'm going to go with the same approach. I'm going to go with Darnell right here for the Eagles. If you look at his tape, he dominated Will Anderson when they played, which is a very important. Tennessee was really, really good this year, and that starts with a really good offensive line. Maybe a little bit of a reach, but I've seen a lot of buzz about him going in the top 16. Now it's like it's not like a lock, but it's most likely going to happen. And I think this would be a good pick. With those two gone, clearly the offensive linemen are going to be flying off the board pretty easily. So you got Darnold right. So that's our top 10. We only have two quarterbacks gone, which is interesting.
A little surprising. We've had plenty of drafts the past couple of years that just been quarterback absent.
Yeah, definitely last year too. And we also have all said that we think that a quarterback will go three with Arizona. It just depends on
trading down.
Yeah, we're just not doing that here. That's basically why. So, all right, Trigger, you're up with Tennessee.
I think this might be the easiest pick of the draft.
I agree.
Honestly, I think give me Will Levis here. Because you're getting a new GM. He kind of wants to rehaul this entire roster. He has nothing with Tannehill. It clearly seems like Malik Willis is not going to be part of this team's future either. I really think they can just go with Will Levis here, probably trade away Tannehill to another team, get some picks for him, and kind of start this semi-rebuild to kind of get back to where they need to be. Because this division is really easy to win in, and I think with some key moves this summer, I think they could really be in a good position. Will Levis, he has the raw talent, and I think that's what Vrabel would love to see. Obviously, a new GM would love to see, because then you can just work around that and see if this guy's the right fit. And honestly, I think Will Levis to the Titans is a good fit right there.
I'd agree with that. If you weren't going to take a quarterback, you'd probably go wide receiver to help out Tannehill if he comes back. And I think that's all you could really do. Quarterback, wide receiver are the two big needs for that team.
Yeah.
And then following up with Houston's other pick, like we mentioned, I think that someone's going to trade up for that number three slot and probably take Levis. Or the other option, Anthony Richardson. He comes with and without his problems, but I feel like this is a really great pick for him. Let him run circles. Let him do his magic that he did for Florida. All those great plays that we watched on TikTok. I think now's the time to go for your gunslinging, running circle quarterback that can get it downfield.
All right. Richardson to me is huge boomer bust. I don't really know.
You're either getting a superstar out of him or he's probably out in a year or two.
Exactly. All right, so with Green Bay obviously just trading Aaron Rodgers, you got to kind of get get your offense going a little bit. This is a pretty good wide receiver class. It's not as stacked as the last couple of years, but that's really hard to do. Obviously, last year you have Olave, Garrett Wilson, Drake London, Jameson Williams. The year before, you have Jamar. Jamar, Waddle, Devontae Smith. The year before, you got Jettas, Lamb, Jerry Jeudy. Like, the last couple wide receiver classes have been absolutely insane. So the receivers are going to fly off the board at some point, but I don't think it's going to start here. I actually think that Green Bay addresses the offense in another way, and that is with Michael Mayer, tight end out of Notre Dame. Watching this guy the last 2 years, he is an absolute fucking freak. He can block really well. He can catch in traffic. He's a really great tight end, and Green Bay has a thing where they don't draft receivers in the first round, whether that's for Brett Favre, whether that was for Rodgers, now Jordan Love. Michael Mayer obviously isn't a receiver, but he can kind of play that role, obviously, in being a tight end. He could probably be the focal point of this offense. May take a little bit, but I think he's insane. I think he's one of the more underrated prospects in this draft, so I think this makes sense.
Given Jordan Love that safety blanket that they just so desperately need,
yeah,
and that you're not getting out of – let's see his name.
Mercedes Lewis.
No, Robert Tonyan.
He's not even, he's on gone, the Bears, right?
Yeah, he's on the Bears now. So now you really need that safety blanket for Jordan Love. Mm-hmm. Give him another option to get down that field.
All right.
And on to the Patriots.
And so Patriots are a weird team that could see trade up for a quarterback because I don't know if they really like Mac Jones that much.
They are in an iffy spot with him. I think they stick it out for another year or two.
Okay.
Just to see what they got, because the Patriots' O-line, their D-line, you could say that whole team is getting up there in age. I think they're one of the older teams in the league that kind of needs to start going for the draft.
Hmm.
So now's their time to really start building that foundation again. What are you thinking of here?
And honestly, I kind of like them taking, let's go with the wide receiver here. I know the Patriots aren't known for going with the big splash move here, but I like JSN to the Patriots.
I was going
to
say the same thing.
It works perfectly for Jacoby Myers.
Complete wide receiver overhaul now. Because now you throw Juju in there, JSN. Because
yeah.
You lost. They didn't.
Where is Myers now?
The Raiders.
Raiders, yeah. So you lost Myers to the Raiders. You lost hands like Aguilar to the... The Ravens? Yeah, he went to the Ravens. So yeah. You're putting in a nice wide receiver there to help soften the wounds. Then the Jets. The Jets. So PFF lists tackle and linebacker as the lead, as the needs. And I think tackle is probably the way to go here. You could make a splash play in wide receiver or in corner to make those rooms even better. But I think your two best options here, if you're not looking at an early linebacker, it's Broderick Jones or Anton Harrison from Oklahoma. And I think Broderick Jones is probably the safer bet here. Played for that championship Georgia team. Solid placeholder holder there. I think that's going to be the correct move for the Jets. I don't think in the actual draft that he's going to be there. I think someone's definitely going to try and grab him. Or the Jets might move up again for another player. But looking at what we have now on the board, that's got to be the safest player.
All right. Looking at Washington, this is the team that I really – I don't know, because I think this low-key could be the team that tries to go up to three, because I don't know if you – like, how comfortable are you going into next season in a stacked division where I think you have a pretty good roster with Sam Howell as your quarterback?
They clearly seem to think that Sam Howell is the answer.
Yeah.
Which we've seen four games total from
one.
Him.
We saw one start.
Yeah, one start at the end of the year.
So, I don't know. But I can't pick Hendon Hooker in the top 16. I don't think he's good enough. So I think that they can use a little help in their secondary. But I'm not going to go with the corner here. I'm actually going to go with Brian Branch out of Bama, the best safety in the draft by a wide margin. I think that he's really good, and I think that he fits that Commanders team pretty well.
He's an absolute stud of a player. Kind of a classic Deion Sanders quote. What is it? 2/3 of the world is covered by water, the rest is covered by
me.
Yeah, that Brian Branch plays a similar style like that, covering the whole field, running all the way down sideline to sideline.
Yeah, so I did this in my mock that I did myself. I think that that works pretty well.
That's a great spot.
All right, Steelers.
Pittsburgh. Now, Pittsburgh is in a really good spot here where all they're doing is just adding in some more pieces here and trying to hit for the playoffs this season after kind of hitting on a Kenny Pickett last draft. And so they have a pretty solid offense, so I don't think they need to really work there. I think maybe if you want to pull up their draft, their depth chart.
I'm hoping you don't take my pick here because I have Detroit coming up next again. I get to make both Detroit picks, and I love both these picks. Don't take them.
Honestly, give me linebacker Nolan Smith.
All right. I'm still alive.
Him and TJ Watt would be
pretty nasty.
That's gross.
There are some concerns with Nolan Smith just with how many sacks he had in 4 years.
He's also just like a little small.
And with the size too. But
that is a great pick to pair alongside TJ Watt. Okay. Jameson Williams is out for 6 games. So that pretty much makes this pick pretty easy. So the question is, you have Amon-Ra in the slot, and all your other deep threats are gone. So your options are Jordan Addison, also a slot guy. So not the greatest fit. You got Quentin Johnson, the guy who's going to go up and get the ball every time, or Jalen Hyatt, who's going to run 60 yards straight downfield and hope the ball lands in his basket.
Yeah, there's some solid corner back.
There's some good cornerbacks here as well.
Yeah, but he already picked Gonzalez.
Oh, at six. Yeah. Hmm. Well, no, I gave him Jalen Carter.
That's
all I was
with the Seahawks.
That's right. So I could take Joey Porter here. I think the Lions want to keep their momentum going on their good offense last year because they don't want to get set back after losing all their pieces.
Yeah.
So this is tough because Jordan Addison is not the best fit, but I think he's much better wide receiver than the other two. So let's take Jordan Addison.
Jordan Addison. All right.
If I just had the strength to give him Jalen Hyatt, I think that's one of the greatest picks they could have. I just don't think he's first round.
I think Addison's better than Hyatt, personally.
Well, I think he is, but that Hyatt speed, man. I just hope he doesn't turn into another John Ross.
Yeah. So this is another team that I can definitely see trying to get a quarterback in this draft because I honestly am less comfortable going into the season with Baker Mayfield as my starter than I am with Hendon Hooker. Or than I am with, Sam Howell. At least you try something out with him. When you look at Tampa's defense, they look fine. I don't think that there's anything there that I really need to address. Their offensive line last year was an absolute fucking mess.
Doesn't help when half your line gets hurt halfway through the year.
Exactly. So I am going to go and hit the interior of their offensive line and go with Osiris Torrance, a guy from Florida staying in the same state. I think that that works pretty well. I think that he, I don't think that Baker obviously is not the future there. That's for sure. But just to help out your offensive line a little bit, I will never fault you for taking an offensive lineman. So I think that he fits there pretty well. I don't know if he's going to go that high. I haven't seen him go that high in many mocks, but that's just what I'm going with.
I think that's a nice solid pick there. They definitely need that O-line help, as you mentioned.
Now, I took Jalen Carter with the first
It was Gonzalez.
Gonzalez. Yeah. I threw Jalen Carter on the Lions.
Yeah. So I took a corner with the first Seahawks pick. And honestly, they do need still some D-line help. So give me Miles Murphy on the Seahawks. I think he would make an immediate help there, and I think their defense is looking pretty solid. Where they're in a way better spot than they were right before this draft. Tell you that.
Yeah, that's a nice spot. All right, so PFF is an interesting spot for the Chargers, and it lists three needs: wide receiver, linebacker, and cornerback. I think there's a huge opening that they're missing. If you don't want Storm Norton on your line, you need to take the last big tackle here in Anton Harrison. Tackle out of Oklahoma, absolute beast. He's freaking massive. I think he fits that line perfectly. And as mentioned before, you're getting Storm Norton out of there.
Yeah.
Which huge is hole in the wall there.
All right. So the Ravens just got Odell Beckham. They, I think, still need to convince Lamar Jackson a little bit more that he needs to stay there. So I am going – oh, but Quentin Johnson's still on the board. That complicates things.
Well, who were you initially
thinking? I was going to go with my – no, I'm still going to do it. My favorite wide receiver in this draft class is Zay Flowers. I think that he's better than JSN. I think he's better than – who the fuck – oh, Jordan Addison.
Jordan Addison, yeah.
I think that this guy has Deebo Samuel speed and elusiveness, and I think that he has – I don't know what that is. And I think
really
that,
don't know what that is?
Now I do. I think he's got incredible speed, and I think that he's got really good hands. He can do everything as a receiver, and – you know, he's not necessarily a deep threat. I think him and Odell pair really, really well together. I think he's going to be an absolute fucking monster wherever he goes. I'm really excited to watch this dude's career pan out. So I'm going with Zay Flowers to the Ravens. And I am the only one who's not making a pick for my own team, but that's okay. Shrieker, you're up with Vikings.
You guys can trade.
Nah, that's all good. I don't even know what the fuck I would do with it. I do. I would pick Joey Porter, but it's not
my turn. I was going to say the same thing. And that's probably who I'm going to give to. Actually, no. Let's see what he does.
So, for the Vikings here, give me Deontay Banks. I've been hearing his name a lot. He's a really good quarter.
Is this going to be the first center taken? The big center name out of Minnesota is John Michael Schmitz. And the Jaguars need a center. I think that's going to be the easiest case here. But there's so many good options here as well. You could go Tyree Wilson, Texas Tech edge. Or Lucas.
Oh, my God. Wait, he's still here?
Yeah.
What are we doing? Why did he not go yet?
Yeah.
I didn't even fucking think of that. He's not gonna fall that far because Jesus Christ. I mean, he could.
Not many teams need D line this high. Or edge rather.
I completely forgot about him.
Alright, Lucas Van Ness or Tyree Wilson. They need another edge. We'll take Tyree Wilson here. We were saying how he should go a little bit higher.
Yeah,
we'll say this is his floor.
Sometimes you see people fall for no reason. Like, we saw Jermaine Johnson last year for the Jets fall all the way for the Jets at 26.
He's still a project, though.
It's yeah, but he was, like, expected to go in, like, the top 10.
Yeah. He was a favorite at 11.
Yeah, so it does happen. All right. For the Giants, I need to look at their depth chart because
they're set at corner. Safety, they only have Xavier McKinstry, I'm pretty sure, which is a position.
Yeah, they don't.
Wide receiver.
There's no good.
Pretty big here.
Yeah, wide receiver. Yeah, all right. I'll go with Quentin Johnson. I think the slide will fall for. This is another guy that can kind of do it all.
They got Darren Waller. Never mind. I was gonna say Dalton Kincaid might be a shot here.
I think this just makes perfect sense. He's an outside guy, and all the Giants have are inside receivers. So I think that this makes sense. All
right, don't take my pick here. I have a great idea for the Bills at 27 after you make this Cowboys pick.
Yeah, for the Cowboys here, they're kind of just been circling in consistency and not doing well in the playoffs. And so they just need someone that can just push them over the hump. And I definitely do not think that they want Tony Pollard to just be the main guy, and I think they want to have someone at least in the backfield here. And with how much talk there has been about Jahmyr Gibbs recently, they want someone to help boost their offense here. Jahmyr Gibbs is definitely a big step up from Zeke last year, who got 0.5 yards per carry. I think Jahmyr Gibbs as like the second back behind Pollard would be definitely a revitalization of that running back offense.
Right. Yeah, I don't hate that. I know a lot of mocks out there are favoring the Cowboys to go after Bijan if he's there.
I don't
think that's a popular spot for him, which I disagree with. And I know Gibbs, you do as well.
Yeah, I don't like that. I think Gibbs and Pollard are very similar.
All right, I think this should be easy.
Watch your foot.
Put Joey Porter on the Bills.
All right.
Make it nice and quick. Kyrie Elam last year was a nice pick. I think they need a little bit more. Keep him in a cold environment up in the Northeast, and he'll learn real quick how to adapt to the NFL when you're in a division with Tua, Aaron Rodgers, and play against Josh Allen every day. I guess Mac Jones isn't exactly your best competition, but
yeah,
going up against those quarterbacks is going to definitely be a nice landing spot there.
So offensive line has been a huge thing for the Bengals in the last couple of off seasons, but they finally got Orlando Brown this offseason, so I think that they're good there. Obviously very good at receiver. Their defense honestly looks real, real solid. They could use another corner. So I'm kind of stuck here. There's a lot that they really don't need.
Can I give you a suggestion?
What's the suggestion?
Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
They did get
Irv Smith, though, who's good.
Is that really that big?
It's not.
Upgrade or downgrade? I think at this point, you stop meddling with these average tight ends and go for some big splash play.
You could. You can also go with a linebacker in Trenton Simpson from Clemson, who's been real solid. I'm going to do that because that would probably, I would say, besides their linebacker, their tight end group and maybe the guard, be probably their worst option, the worst part of their team. So I'm just gonna go with Trenton Simpson.
So the Saints are definitely a weird position because I think they're the team that's gonna be revolving around mediocrity for these next 3 years. I just don't think Derek Carr still has it in him. Oh, you turned it off. Okay.
Yeah, it's off. I can keep it shut off on my phone. I have the app.
So
all right. Back to this pick.
Yeah.
You said the Saints are going to be meddling with mediocrity for a while, so what's going to keep them there?
And I think
to keep them out of mediocrity.
I just think they're going to go either for like a reach here or go for someone who they definitely could have taken in the next round. And so I just kind of gives me vibes that they could just take like Lucas Van Ness, or not Lucas Van Ness. I think they definitely need some help in their cornerback room. I haven't heard too much about Emmanuel Forbes, but I could definitely see them taking a guy like him.
A lot of people are putting him up there with Joey Porter, Christian Gonzalez.
That high?
Yeah. A lot of people, and Devin Witherspoon as that top four. Mm. And a lot of people are high on him. So gotcha. I'm perfectly okay with that pick.
All right.
So there's a couple players here that should have gone higher than what we have. Dalton Kincaid is still here. Lucas Van Ness is still here. Will McDonald is still here. DeJuan Jones is here. And I know a lot of Jets fans like him. And what do the Eagles need? You gave them a tackle already. So I may double down. Trying to think what else they would like here, because wide receiver is not a bad look here either, and neither is running back. But I feel like the running backs left, not first round talent. I mean, the only running back I can think of off the top of my head that could maybe breach the first if a team really likes him is Zach Charbonnet out of UCLA, but just too high.
Yeah.
All right. So I think the Eagles will go best player available. Keep bolstering the line. Give him DeJuan Jones out of Ohio State. The other really nice Ohio State tackle. And that leaves us with
Kansas City.
The Chiefs.
Yeah, so this one, I mean, for a team that just won the Super Bowl, like it's kind of just best available at this point.
There's some dirty picks still available.
Yeah.
There's a lot of edges that you could throw in here to pair with the Purdue guy that won last year.
Karlaftis
made a big impact.
Yeah,
this year.
That's what I'm going to do.
Karlaftis, Lucas Van Ness, Will McDonald.
I also really like Kalijah Kancey to pair with Chris Jones.
Yeah, we haven't gone late.
I like Will McDonald. I like B.J. Ojulari, too.
Josh Downs, I know, is a fan favorite. Could see him reaching into the first round.
I've heard a lot of really good things about Will McDonald from Iowa State, so I'm going to go with that as my last pick for the first round for the Kansas City Chiefs. Apparently he's like, I think the same thing, like he has like incredible like measurables. He's really good. He just like needs a little time and everything. So I think him with Karlaftis would be a pretty good fit. So that is our entire first round. Some good players that we didn't have drafted. Dalton Kincaid, who is a very good tight end. Honestly, almost as good as Michael Mayer, so it's kind of shocking that we didn't have him go. Kalijah Kancey, the DL from Pittsburgh. I've seen him go pretty high in mocks. Lucas Van Ness, same thing. Felix Ndwike Uzama. That's the first time I've probably ever actually pronounced his name. He's been getting a lot of first-round buzz.
Darnell Washington didn't make him in the first round either, another popular tight end.
Josh Downs. Brian Brisee, who's a very popular guy. Cam Smith, too. That's pretty much it. Hendon Hooker. Drew Sanders is another guy that's kind of been popular recently. Jalin Hyatt is probably the biggest
one. Jalin Hyatt could squeeze in the first round if a team sees him there and thinks it's a nice
fit.
For sure.
All right, so that is going to conclude our final mock draft. So we are all looking forward to the draft on Thursday. Good luck to everyone's teams out there.
I need it too.
I don't even want to make a pick because the Vikings have four firsts.
So. Might as well trade them away.
Or four
again,
picks.
You know?
I wouldn't hate it at all. But all right. Anyone have anything to say before we get out of here?
No, just good luck to all the Jets fans. Gonna need it again after the last two really good drafts.
Disagree. All right. We'll see you guys next time.